Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
3 weeks after the city opened its Randall's Island Migrant Center, it is closing that facility.
WCBS reporter Marla Diamond says the influx of migrants from Texas and Florida has stopped, and the city says the center is no longer needed.
You know, we're glad to hear that they are moving people to a hotel placement and a much less dense setting. You know, we had felt that that was always a better situation for clients than the large tents. And we're also very glad to hear that the location will be in an area that's much more accessible to public transit than, you know, the Randall's Island, and that people can easily get to their appointments, could get to doctors, you know, can meet with immigration attorneys, things like that, in a much easier fashion than they could at Randall's Island. So, you know, we do urge the city to continue finding ways to move clients in shelter out into permanent housing to create more space in the shelter system, and that helps everybody. But you know, we are very glad that the city has chosen to house people in a way that we think is you know, a safer and better situation.
Are migrants getting the proper help, the help that they need to integrate into the city?
I mean, they have a lot of needs. Obviously, this is a population that has come here with nothing, and you know, needs quite a few things. They, you know, for one, they really want to work, but because of the current, you know, federal laws around that, it takes a very long time for them to be able to work. So we've been pushing for these clients to have the ability to work sooner, and hopefully that way, you know, once they could work and then they could move on with their lives and get out of shelter, that's in everyone's interest. But they also need immigration attorneys, and you know, there just are not enough you know, legal services attorneys to meet the need right now, which makes it very difficult, because applying for asylum is a very complicated process and you really should do it with an advocate. And those needs, you know, I think are needs that need to be met, but that are difficult to meet right now. But in terms of, you know, meeting the basic needs like food and shelter, you know, the city is doing that.
So immigration advocates are talking about this need for permanent housing because asylum cases take months, sometimes even years, to get through the court system.
Historically, it's a very long process. I think more recently, because of the number of people coming in, they have tried to speed up that process, but it is still not something that happens very quickly. And once you apply for asylum, currently, you can't work until about 6 months after you've submitted your application. So in order to try and get some stability in your life, some income, you have to, you know, not only do you have to apply, but you have to wait another 6 months to be able to start working.
That's Legal Aid Society staff attorney Catherine Kiff with our Marla Diamond.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.